It is time for a Feel Good Friday moment.
Wow! I feel good.
The Feel Good Friday presented by Anderson's Warehouse Furniture, because new furniture just feels good. On Route 148 in Herron. You know, I decided that in 2019 we were going to talk about some good things and do it on Friday, because we have enough news that is just kind of, sometimes you watch the news or you listen to the news and afterwards you feel like, you got to have something good. And so today I'm welcoming some friends in the studio here with Progress Port. And I've got some folks right here ready to go. And we're going to talk about this Night to Shine event. And now I want to welcome in here Kayla and Thomas. And I'll say good morning to you, Kayla. How are you today?
Good.
Awesome. And Thomas, how are you, brother?
I'm real good.
Awesome. Well, before we got on the air, me and Thomas were talking. You are a country music fan, correct?
Yes, I am.
Who are some of your favorite artists?
I like Dolly Parton.
Yes, Thomas. yes.
Tracy Lawrence.
Tracy Lawrence. All right.
I like
cool.
Brooks.
You like it all, huh? If it's country, it's you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nothing but the old stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of old stuff, but I like.
Yeah.
The newer ones.
Right. You like a good mix of things.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go back to last Friday for a second, and I had some friends of mine who were part of this event called Tim Tebow's Night to Shine. It was with the Tim Tebow Foundation. This is the first time I've ever heard of this, and I saw so many wonderful pictures and videos. And then I went online and I saw on our website where a lady had sent in some information about this, and I said, we want to say thank you to some people who were responsible for this Night to Shine event, because, Kayla, you were there at the Night to Shine in Herron. Can you tell me a little bit about what happened there at the Night to Shine?
I got to ride in a limo. I don't get looked at because of my disability.
Well, you got a crown.
And we got our crown at the end. And we had buddies during the Night to Shine. So
really? So yeah. Was this kind of like a prom for everybody?
Yes. This is my third year going. I went to, the past 2 years I went to Benton, and this year I went to Herron, so it's something new this year.
I gotcha. Well, I saw everybody getting out of the limo, and then so was there like dancing and there was
a
dinner?
Yes, there was dancing, there was a dinner. We got hair and makeup, and we got to pick out pretty dresses.
Really? You got your hair and makeup done and everything like that?
Yes.
That's fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you actually have like a presentation here. You want to go ahead and give it to us? Go, Kayla.
Yeah.
All right.
Night to Shine is about getting dressed up, doing hair, makeup, nails, and getting to pick out a pretty dress. I get to socialize with all my friends. Some of them I don't get to see that much. I get to ride in a limo, and I get to dance. It makes me feel special because I don't get looked at different because of my disability when I am there. We are all the same shining stars in God's eyes, and that is what Night to Shine is mostly about.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is we get all crowned king and queen. I get to go every year. This is my third year going, and I enjoy it every year. This year I went to Herron, and the past 2 years I went to Benton, so it was something new this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sums it up really good. And I'm going to tell you, if we ever need a 30-second commercial person to read that fast disclaimer at the end, you're it, Kayla. We found a job for you, too. But at Progress Port, Kayla, you guys come here and take our recyclables. And you got to come here later today,
Yes, we do.
So you get the early jump start right here. Well, Thomas, like on last Friday, what were some of the things that you liked about the Night to Shine event? What were some of the big highlights for you, brother?
Well, I liked it when I walked the red carpet and I got to see the SIU football team shaking their hands.
Yeah.
And
that's cool. Matter
of fact, I got to give the Slooky dog a high five walking through.
Nice. Was it gray dog or brown dog?
It was gray dog.
Gray dog was, you know, gray dog is a cool cat. I mean, a cool dog. But that was awesome. Yeah. And so y'all walked in and everybody was cheering and everything. You know what, Thomas? How did that whole night make you all feel?
I mean, it made me feel good. And my buddy there was so awesome with me.
Really? So you have like a person that helps you follow you around everything?
Montana was actually a good lady.
Uh-huh.
Wherever we went, she went with me.
Awesome.
And we danced together
Cool.
All night.
Well, let me ask you, so like a DJ was there and you had like music and everything?
Yes.
That is awesome. This seriously is the awesome thing. And I want to be there next year. Can I be there next year?
Yes.
Okay. I will. So I want to bring in a couple other people who are here as well. But first, Lori is here with me with Progress Port. And you actually sent an email about this for Feel Good Friday, and it is a feel good thing, but there was a lot of folks, and they may have seen pictures on Facebook and Instagram and all this, but there was a lot of folks that came to make this thing a reality, right?
Yes, there was. There was a lot of volunteers, a lot from our own agency, then a lot from the First Christian Church in Heron.
Yeah.
I mean, to pull an event like this together is huge.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank a few people if you don't care.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
We had Patty Newton come in and do their nails for free. Hair Etc., Tara Mofield, and Gina Firestone for 3 years now has done the girls' hair and make them look beautiful.
Cool.
And then, of course, all the wonderful people at the First Christian Church. Uh-huh. We all felt welcomed. We all felt wanted. God's love and presence was definitely there that night.
Now, and they had the same thing at Emmanuel Baptist in
they
Denton?
They do, yes. We were cool. There last year, the same kind of event.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. Well, I did click on a few things once I followed Progress Port there on the Facebook, and I saw a bunch of great videos coming out. And yes, Grey Dog and the Salukis were there, and I mean, everybody in the community was high-fiving these folks as they come in. But I just feel like this is such an important thing to continue on. You know, I mean, this is a big event for folks.
Oh, absolutely. We're already looking forward to next year.
Yes, we are. Right.
Well, I tell you what, if you need a DJ, I'd be glad to help you out on that right there. But Kayla, I was looking over here, and I'm sorry, Cindy, are you Kayla's mom?
I am.
How cool is it to be able to have your daughter participate in something like this?
It feels, sometimes it's overwhelming for me to see how happy that she is, and she doesn't get looked that different. I mean, everyone, I mean, they just all had a blast.
Yes.
It's just, I mean, she looked beautiful.
Love it. So next year, it's going to be on again, right, Kayla?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I can't wait. So coming up here on the New Country Z100 Facebook and on our website, I'm going to share what is like a recap video of this event. But also, I'll have some pictures on here of my guests in the studio today. And then also some video and things like this for their walking in on the red carpet there last Friday. Because as I was watching this the other night, and it really was wild, Lori, because I said, I want to talk to these people that put this on. And then I got your email in the website here, and I'm like, okay, well, okay, God, I got that one, so I will do this. But, you know, if you all want to help out, look at the Tim Tebow Foundation, and you can see what this night is all about. So I know what Kayla's doing later. She's coming back here to get our recyclables.
Yes.
Got to go to work, right?
Yes.
All right. But, Thomas, what's on the schedule for you today, buddy?
Work.
Working?
Recycling.
So you go all over Williamson County, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let me tell you all, check out our website here in a little bit, but I want to thank Kayla and Thomas for coming in tonight. You got to keep the crowns? You didn't have to return them?
No.
No.
Nope.
Hey, I just want
to... They had fabulous food, too.
Though. Did they? Yes. What kind of food they have? Fabulous food.
Chicken fingers, corn.
Everything you needed. Yeah. Hey, I just want to let you know.
Sweet tea and lemonade.
Really?
Yeah.
That is pretty awesome, brother. Well, I tell you what, this is our Feel Good Friday. And if you're listening and you know of something good, it doesn't matter. We're going to broadcast the good here in Southern Illinois every Friday. Do like Lori did here from Progress Port. There's a place where you can submit an email on our website at z100fm.com. And I do want to thank my friends at Anderson's Warehouse Furniture for making this a possibility where we can actually do this here on the air.